Hi, Savannah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
El Malika, good morning. And Tyler, good morning. I'm so happy to see you. So good morning to the people popping in. How's it going there, sir?
Good.
So happy to have you here.
Hi, I'm Greg Breinberg. I am the chorus teacher at PS22, which is an elementary school on Staten Island, New York.
Yeah, Liam, I don't know what that sound is, but maybe mute your mic when that's going on, all right?
Overall, I'd say teaching over the pandemic has been really rough, I'm not going to lie.
Of course, I'm just trying to wait for like the last minute people. I know it's been hard to...
It's been a challenge like I've never had in my career.
Would I much prefer to be in the auditorium right now with you guys? You know it. You know it. But we can't. So thank God we have this.
So the majority of our kids are fifth graders, and today's our last day of school.
I talked to a few of you yesterday, feeling a little down, you know, and just, you know, missing the chorus.
This year's class is going to be a really hard group to say goodbye to. Because of the pandemic, maybe more so, even though I saw them less than I've seen any other chorus, I feel like I bonded with them in a different way.
I want to celebrate because... we've accomplished a lot, guys. So I feel like as much as I love singing with you, I wanted to talk to you today and I just wanted to make sure you're okay. It's really funny and weird almost how every song that we sang this year is almost like a playlist for this pandemic and the times that we're living in. Anna, your mic's on? Are you?
Yeah. I was just gonna say, like, almost every single lyric of the song you made, Sing Yourself, like, relates to what you were saying, like, relates to your point here.
Anna made a comment about a song that I had written called Sing Yourself, and it was a song that I wrote for my chorus years ago, but I thought it was, like, a good song to bring back this year.
Can you tell me more?
Yeah, like, in your song where it says, like, sing yourself and what you're going through. It's like about the lyrics. Like if you look at the first two lines of it. Spinning around in a circle feels like you're lost in a dream.
Because the pandemic, right? Since you're staying home every day, going on your device, doing schoolwork on that device, and you're not doing like a normal school practice, it feels like this is all like a weird dream. Everything's not what it seems. Like unreal.
It's about when you get lost in your own kind of sadness and your own stuff and you just can't find your way out.
That's what's happening.
And there's like so much loss with it, so.
Making me cry, girl. You're making me cry. You're so good. You're so on point.
It was just really cool of her to be able to tie that lyric from a song that really wasn't written about the pandemic to what we were experiencing.
One, two, three. I was just saying, all of our songs, really this year, I feel like tell the story. It's almost weird that, almost like it was meant to be.
One song we chose was When Will I Be Loved by the Everly Brothers. Which starts with, I've been cheated. As many of our students do feel. We had the song If the World Was Ending by J.P. Sachs. If the world was ending, you come over, right? With or Without You by U2. Where it's, I mean, enough said. We had a sad passing of a student this year. I never put it out that this is a song that is a dedication to her, but yet as soon as I heard it and I saw the performance, There's one boy in particular who she was very good friends with. And every time he's, you know, I see the child in the eyes of the child, I'm going to get emotional. Ooh, it was a moment.
That was gorgeous.
That's what I love about music. It's like you can interpret the words in your own way. That's why I love your chorus performances, guys. Every single one of you are showing that you have a connection to the song in the way that you perform it.
So every year at graduation, we choose a graduation song.
Again, this is our final, you know, our farewell performance.
For the moment.
And there may be, and I'm not saying that there may
they all said Coldplay, The Scientist. So, you know, before the pandemic, we would go into the auditorium as a full group of 70 kids and, you know, they learn their song, they sing it. Voila, finished, happiness and joy. Now, during the pandemic, you know, it's not that simple. So when we're preparing a song remotely, I make a video of myself singing the song in their key. Come up to meet you. First, I record myself singing the alto part.
Do it again.
Then I record myself singing the soprano part.
It's such a shame for us.
Ow.
Then I re-record myself singing the soprano part. And then I re-record myself singing the soprano part. And then I re-record myself singing the soprano part because it takes me about 57,000 tries before I can get something that's actually okay enough for me to send to them.
The soprano part is very, very difficult. Why is the soprano part so difficult, Hayden?
Because, like, it. All the parts are kind of different from each other.
Yeah, it's like you're going from sometimes some really like low parts, then you have to all of a sudden scooch.
As I'm getting older, it's like the voice is not doing what I want it to do. I used to be able to like hit those high notes a lot better, but eventually, once it's all done and I get something good enough, then I send it over to them. So basically, every time we record a song, the children have to listen to me singing the song in their headphones.
Such a shame for us to part.
So that they're matching my pitch and my rhythm.
Nobody said it was
and
easy.
Record themselves so that we're only hearing their voice.
No one ever said it would be this hard.
I loved your final video. That was a huge step up from your first video that your sister sent.
I saw the first one. I was like, I know I could do better. So
that was a PS22 chorus performance on steroids, as they say. That was like,
thank you.
I was taught you stand straight at attention, shoulders out, stomach in, you know, breathing exercise, all this stuff. And I was just like, you know what? I'm doing this my way.
I never said it would be this hard.
I always tell the kids, make sure that your audience, make sure that they understand what this song is about. And if you're really singing this song correctly, you will show the meaning of the song, not just by what your notes and your rhythms are. You're going to show the meaning of the song just by your eyes, by the lifting of an eyebrow.
I love the little touches you added, the little bow at the end. I love that. It was adorable.
20 years ago, when I started this chorus, it wasn't just about who can sing. It was about who, when they sang, they could be totally off key. But if they showed that they had like just, they have music inside them, I felt like, you know what? I can work with this kid.
Nobody said it was easy.
They send that video of only their voice to me. And then I mix it together with the 40 other voices that are sent to me.
It's such a shame for us to part.
And somehow make it happen.
Running in circles, chasing our tails.
Quite honestly, I had never seen a public elementary school chorus doing harmonies. It was just something that I never saw being done at that age level. And I was like, I know I can do this. I know I can do this.
Coming back as we are. Oh, take me back to the start.
You know, there was a young lady who would never dare sing a solo. You know, there was no way I would ever get this girl to sing by herself. But because of the way we were doing it and because they were just submitting videos, I didn't tell her she was doing a solo. I just had her submit the video like everyone else and then just said, I'm going to stick you in there.
Pulling your puzzles apart.
And again, compliments to all of you guys on those beautiful videos you sent. They were absolutely amazing. As much as I love singing with you, I know that it's been a crazy kind of week in the world, and I hope everybody's doing okay. Everybody good? Anybody got anything they want to talk about? Anybody got anything in their mind they want to discuss? Or everybody following things that are going on in the news right now?
It was really hard for me to make my videos because it's the world we're living in right now. And I couldn't believe this stuff was happening.
It was really hard
for me to take it all in at one time.
Yeah, well, Makai, I mean, you know, I know I remember, you know, one of my best memories, it's making me tear up even as I'm saying it, but one of my favorite memories was talking to you.
You know, I will cry openly in front of the children. I always have. I am teaching them that music is an outlet for emotion. And if I try to stifle my own emotions, I'm being a hypocrite. You know, that's how I feel.
And I know you guys are processing a lot of feelings. And sometimes when we're feeling stuff, things come out and we say things and we say how we feel. And that's okay.
Listen, kids are kids. Kids can be a little evil sometimes. And, you know, and they'll start, you know, teasing people.
So when someone says something that hurts us or we don't like it, we don't have to accept it, but we don't have to hate them. Do we have to hate them? No. Is it possible? Can that happen? Yeah, it can happen. And that's the problem in the world. People aren't listening to each other.
I want them to understand the true value of music. And that's what I feel music is. It's a bridge. It's a bridge for people to come together.
You guys are really deep thinkers, like, you know, and you get it. And it gives me hope that you guys are going to get it next. You know, when it's your turn to be the adults and it's your turn to take charge.
Hello, PS22.
So now most of my course is graduating this week.
In the next hour, you are about to witness history of PS22. As we celebrate our students, they will leave their legacy at our school by being the first class to celebrate a virtual final assembly.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever cried so much watching a PS22 performance.
Tell me you love me, come back and haunt me.
Not because it sounds better than what's in the auditorium, it's just because of how much I miss them.
Nobody said it was easy.
And you see the kids in their houses, full screen, swaying to the music, starting to feel it, starting to get into it.
Running in circles, chasing our tails, coming back as we are. Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us.
So to listen to a chorus video is something special on its own, but when you watch it, you're seeing kids just really access a side of themselves that maybe they're not free to do that anywhere else in their lives, to show a real, genuine, honest emotion. Music to me is a live team sport. We need each other, you know, and I want them to know that. I want them to know that when you work together with people, but keep your own individuality within the context of that large group, share what you have to offer and be open to what other people have to offer. That's what it's all about. I think it's truly an allegory for the world. You know, what happens in our room. It's an allegory for what for the utopian world that we're working towards.
Guys, you are incredible people. I am so proud of you. And I'm gonna start crying in about 2 seconds if I keep talking. So you guys are like the best medicine. So thank you.
This podcast is supported by USA for UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency. UNHCR responds to humanitarian emergencies around the world that have caused record levels of displacement and human suffering. 90% of refugees live in countries facing food shortages and malnutrition. Your support is crucial in delivering vital aid to the world's most vulnerable families. Will you help support refugees by making a gift today? Together, we can help refugees and displaced people all around the world. Donate today at unrefugees.org/donation.